But at some point, things aren't going to move at the same rate that they did at the start. You're not going to see the same visible, big, sexy, outlandish changes that you maybe saw in the very beginning. And that can be demoralizing.
You're listening to The Circle C Project.
Welcome to The Triple C Project, the podcast that helps you gain clarity, boost confidence, build courage, so you can live life lit. I'm your host, Ryan Spence, the Big Law Dropout, life coach, author, speaker, lover of hoodies, hip-hop, and big, hairy, audacious goals. If you're tired of living the life you think you should want and ready to start living the life you do want, this podcast will help you get from where you are to where you really want to be. Sit down with friends. I invite you to grab a drink, take a seat. Allow me to guide you towards living a life that's lit. Hey, hey, welcome to episode 84 of the Triple C Project. Hope you are doing well. I'm struggling with this stupid cough I have been for the last few days. So it's going to be interesting trying to get through an episode without falling into a coughing fit. But it's a challenge and I like a challenge. So here we go. Let's get to it. So kicking off with a little bit of book news. So two separate bits of book news. First bit of news. If you are a premium Spotify member, then you will have realized, you'll have got an email or notification that now, as part of Spotify, you can get 15 hours a month of free audiobook listening, which is pretty amazing considering how much it costs you for, say, an Audible subscription. If you already have a Spotify premium subscription, to get an additional 15 hours of listening to an audiobook is fantastic. I mean, I listen to a lot of audiobooks and even I don't listen to 15 hours a month, so it's pretty damn great. But I'm not telling you this to promote Spotify because they don't pay me. What I am telling you this is because obviously my book is there, The Triple C Method. So if you got the ebook or the paperback, but you've also thought, I'd love to have this on audio too, as some people have said, I'd love to listen to the audio as well, but you haven't quite got around to buying the audio version, or you didn't want to sign up to Audible to get it, even though you can get it direct from my website, ianryanspence.com/book. You can now get it on Spotify. So if you are a premium Spotify member, just head to Spotify, search for The Triple C Method or search for my name, and you'll find the book and it'll be included in what you're already paying for your premium subscription. Pretty damn cool, right? And I still get royalties for it too. So everyone's happy. So Triple C Method, audiobook, go ahead, check it out on Spotify. And yeah, listen to it alongside reading the book. I do that sometimes with books too, as I scribble notes in the margin. Second bit of book news. So I've talked a bit about writing book number two and how it hasn't always been going as smoothly as it did for book number one. Although I think that's probably the benefit of hindsight, because I'm sure book number one wasn't that smooth either. Anyway, I sent off the first draft, or the quote unquote shitty first draft, as many people say, including my editor, to my editor and book coach on Friday. So about a week ago now from when I'm recording this episode. So yeah, it's happening. It's in better shape than the first draft of my first book was. I'm not sure, I may have told that story before about how I span out in a hotel room over how bad that first draft was. The draft for this second book is better. There's more flesh to it, but I know it still has a lot of work, but looking forward to getting my editor's comments, feedback back, and then fleshing that out. And the great thing was as well that on our kickoff call last week, we kind of finalized the timeline really for me to get it out for April 2024. So I've got a lot to do. milestones to hit, and a lot of people lined up to do various things. So I kind of need to hit those milestones. So all very exciting, and I will keep you posted on the progress and all that's going on around that book. One of the things that is happening is I'm in the process now of starting to think about beta readers. So if you don't know, beta readers are readers who basically get to see the book before it's finished. So when it's in a state where I feel, okay, it can be read now, it'd be useful to have some input. That's where a beta reader comes in. And basically what you do is you get the book, you read it within a set period of time, and you get to give your feedback, your comments as to what works, maybe what doesn't work, what could be done better, what you loved. And that helps me, the writer, just refine the book for the people that I'm aiming it at, the people that I want to read the book. So if that's something which sounds interesting to you and you'd like to be considered for being one of the handful of beta readers that I pick, send me an email, hey@iamryanspence.com, put beta reader in the subject line, and just let me know why you're interested. And who knows, maybe I will drop you a line and get you onto the team. Okay, that's the news out of the way. So this week's episode is inspired a little bit about by my own journey, and also in conversations I've had with clients and with other people, non-clients as well. And I think if you've ever been in a position where you've started something and you've been really excited, and then you've felt your enthusiasm wane along the way, you're going to want to listen to this episode. You're going to want to check this out. So here's one thing that I often see. Getting to a point of deciding that you want to change or you want to do something new can take some time. And it's a big shift in how you see yourself, a big shift in what you see as being possible. But once you get there, it can be quite exciting. Scary, yes, but also exciting. And in that excitement, you can just dive into a whole hive of activity and do all of these big, loud, flashy, sexy things that you need to do. You know, launch the website, design the logo, announce on social media, whatever it is, things that are quite big and quite flashy. And that's the exciting part. But at some point, things are no longer big and flashy and exciting, but there's still things that need to be done. And sometimes the things that need to be done aren't really that glamorous. And that's where the excitement can wane. Typically, it's when you feel that you're not moving as quickly as you would like to move. You tend to lose interest, or you can lose interest. And so I want to talk about that through the lens of my house, because I think that's a good way of illustrating what it is that I'm talking about. So as you probably know, if you've been listening to this this podcast for any period of time, we're in the process of having our house renovated. And this process started back in March. And big things happened. You know what I mean? The outside shell was built and walls were knocked down inside and windows and doors have been put in. And all of these big things that you can see. And it's just like, wow, it's coming together. It's all happening. And that's all fantastic and all amazing. But now we're in the stage. We're coming to the latter stages. There's probably a few weeks of the main work left to do. But now what's happening is there aren't any of these big, sexy changes. There aren't these huge visible things happening where you can be like, wow, I can really see the vision here. Now what's happening are things which probably aren't that visible to the naked eye and are not going to be visible once the whole thing's finished. So things like getting the routing of the pipes correct for the various bathrooms and the kitchens and that kind of thing. Kitchen, we don't have more than one kitchen. Okay, I don't want you to get the wrong idea. Getting the wiring right so that the lights are in the right place and the right number of lights are in the right place and they're lined up to the right switches. You know, and just little things like that, getting up into the loft and starting to make sure that certain parts of it are secure for when the chimney breast is kind of taken out. All things which, at the end of the day, when the builders leave, it can look like, well, there are no big physical changes here. There are no big visible changes here. And it can be a little, I don't know if demoralizing is the right word, but it can feel like progress isn't really being made, like everything's kind of stalled. And this is kind of like what can happen when you quit your job or you launch your business or you start your workout plan. The beginning is all fun and games. It's all excitement. It's all flashing lights and big announcements and feeling amazing that you've made this huge decision and that you're starting down that particular path. But at some point, things aren't going to move at the same rate that they did at the start. You're not going to see the same visible, big, sexy, outlandish changes that you maybe saw in the very beginning. And that can be demoralizing. And that can lead you to start to question whether you're on the right path, to question whether you should even be doing the thing you're doing at all. And so that's how I feel, or I felt, about the house. But then I had to check myself quickly and remember that these small things, these things that aren't necessarily that sexy, that aren't that visible, are very important. They're important to how the house functions, to making the house work. Because if the pipes aren't in the right place, then you don't have a functioning sink, you don't have a functioning bathroom. If the wires aren't in the right place, you don't have lights in the right place, you don't have the lights that you want in the right place. You know, all of these little things that are being done, they need to be done. And they are just as important as the big, flashy, visible things that have been done before. And so the same thing applies to you. When you quit your job in a blaze of glory and maybe you have something else lined up that sounds fantastic and you start that new position and it's all great and it's all amazing, it's all exciting. But then the honeymoon period sort of goes and you get back into the same rut that you were in before. Or maybe you start that workout plan and you're all very excited about it all. But then after a few weeks, it just all feels so hard. You're not seeing the gains that you thought you would see, at least visibly. And you feel that you want to give up. Or you launch your biz and you get it all. You get the website, you get the logo, you tell everybody what you're doing. It's all very exciting. But a few months go by and you're not seeing the growth that you thought that you would see. I want you to take a step back in those moments and reconnect with why you're doing the thing in the first place. And recognize that not everything that you do to get you to where you want to get to is going to be big, is going to be flashy. The small steps that you take, the small gains that you make are just as important, if not even more important, as the big ones. Because they are still part of the foundation that you're building. So that when the big things happen, when the opportunities start to come in, and you're inundated with all of these things that you can do, you have a solid foundation from which to do them from. Because the small things that you've done have set that solid foundation so that the bigger thing can function, very much like my house. And the question that I like to ask my clients when they are in this place, when they feel that they're not making the progress that they are making, and when they feel that maybe they should switch gears or do something else, even though they really want to do the thing that they're actually doing, I ask them, well, what's one thing you can do today? What's the smallest thing you can do? Don't think about the huge thing that you really want to do. You want to get all of these clients, or you want to have lost this amount of weight, or you want to have gained that promotion by this date. Just think about, okay, the bigger goal is this. So what can I do each day just to get me towards that? And be prepared to just do small things on certain days, because those small things still add up to the big things. They still get you there. They may not be sexy. You may do them in silence. Nobody else may be watching. Nobody else may care. But they are going to allow you to keep making progress. They're going to allow you to not get into that state where you push forward really hard with an intense pressure and then you burn out because you don't have the energy or you don't feel that it's going as quickly as you would like it to go. You don't feel that it's going anywhere. Those small things, taking care of those small things, is going to set that foundation that allows you to keep on going in a way that's sustainable, in a way that keeps you connected with why you started the thing in the first place. So that's what I wanted to share with you today, is don't get discouraged when things aren't moving as quickly as you would like them to move. Or don't get discouraged if you get to the end of a day or the end of a week and you feel that the things that you've done to get you to where you want to get to help you to fulfill your mission, are small and insignificant. Because they're all part of the project. They all are things that need to be done. And not every day is going to be filled with big, sexy, visible things. You're not going to be able to make big splashy social media posts about the amazing things that you've achieved today all the time. It's not real. It's not real life. Because to build anything that is going to be sustainable, that is not going to put you back into the position that you're trying to escape from, of being burnt out, of feeling overwhelmed, of feeling like you don't have any time for yourself, is going to require a solid foundation. It's going to require the development of solid habits that serve the mission that you're on. So don't diss the small stuff. The small stuff is as important as the big stuff. The unsexy stuff is as important as the sexy stuff. It's all part of the project. It's all a way to get you to where you want to get to. It all makes the bigger thing work. So that's all I want to share with you this week. I've had numerous coughing fits throughout the course of this podcast. Thankfully, I have paused myself so you don't have to suffer them like I have had to. Let me know what you take away from this episode. Hit me up at hey@iamryanspence.com or over on LinkedIn or Instagram @iam_ryanspence. And tell me, what's the one thing that you will do today, the day that you listen to this, or tomorrow, to get you to where you want to get to keep you on track, no matter how small, how insignificant you think it may be, how unsexy you think it might be. What can you do to keep that enthusiasm, to keep that flame burning within you, so that you stop living that life of lethargy, start living life lit? What can you do? That's what I'd like you to share with me. And share with a friend. When you see somebody who is in that rut, who started off really excited and is now feeling that this is all too hard because they're not getting where they want to get to as quickly as they want to get there, ask them that question. What's one small thing that you can do today to get you there? Because each of those small things are going to move you forward towards the life you want to live. The life you're trying to build, you're trying to create for yourself. That's it from me this week. Thanks for being here as always. If you want to support the show, you can head to ko-fi.com/Ryan Spence, ko-fi.com/Ryan Spence. Links are in the show notes. And buy me a coffee. I do love a cup of coffee. And until next week, stop living a life of lethargy. Start living life lit. Thanks for tuning in to the Triple C Project. In the spirit of the Triple C, here's three things that you can do to support the show. Head to ratethispodcast.com/CCC or over to your favorite podcast app and leave a review. Reviews really help people checking out shows to see what they can expect and how this show can help them. Second thing you can do, share. Share this episode, share a previous episode with a friend, someone who you feel could benefit from what I'm throwing down on this here show. And number three, head to iamryanspence.com, get on the mailing list. I'll be sharing news about the show, news about what I'm up to, my new book, start writing soon. So to be the first to be in the know, you need to get yourself on the list. Really appreciate you being here. And until next week, stop living a life of lethargy, start living life lit.